Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. I am Rick Tittle. That works out well. Your humble host coming to you from downtown. Well, the studios are in downtown San Francisco. I ain't. I'm at home on the east side. I'm in Oakland on that side, and Scott is manning the controls over there in our studios in San Francisco in North Beach. North Beach is the Italian part of San Francisco, but saying that, it's such a small town. I mean, Chinatown goes right into it, to the financial district. And then Fisherman's Dwarf. It's one guy. He's a dwarf. Fisherman's Dwarf. No, just kidding. Plus, little people is the proper term. Got to be PC about that. 1-800-878-PLAY to participate in the sports talk process. And I am nationwide, baby, like ZZ Top. So come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Lots of guests. You want to talk about the Raider game? And why would you? Woo! That I can do at 10:25. Get some Rick's picks at 11:25. Because I got a lot of guests. I mean, it's Friday, hour one. We get a little Hollywood. We get a little Hollywood all day, really. But Jan Wall's going to join us, the film critic extraordinaire. We've got three guests, including Sean Patrick Flannery. If you like them Boondock Saints. Also in the second hour, Pierre Garçon, je ne parle pas français, je suis américain, former NFL wide receiver. Paulie Shore, hey buddy, hey buddy. He's going to join us in the second hour. Bill Bellamy, it's been a while since I've had him. He was in the studio with me like 5 years ago, stand-up comedian. And he'll be in the third hour. The number to call when I get free time, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, SportsByline.com. Emails, Rick at SportsByline.com. American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. We got a full show. Come on. Back.
As a professional painter, you're only as good as your last job. Make it count with Behr Pro i300 interior paint from the Home Depot, starting at just $15.99 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. You get superior hide and coverage, fast, easy application with a sprayer, roller, or brush, and you'll make sure your next job is your best job. Behr Pro i300 interior paint, starting at just $15.99 a gallon. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Available in-store and online.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Well, thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is Friday in our first hour. We always like to take a look down at Hollywood, and we are joined by Hollywood native and film critic extraordinaire, our friend Jan Wall. How are you, Janie?
Hey, Ricky. I'm good. Happy holidays, everyone. Let's accentuate the positive and thanks to our men and women overseas. I am so excited about one of the guests today, Rick. I can't even stand it.
Well, I'm excited about all the guests.
I'm sorry, all the guests. But one of them wrote two of my favorite pieces of work ever. So I'm very, very awed.
Let's start off the show. We're very happy to be joined by Kimi Muroa. She's the co-star of Antarctica, which is out now from Breaker Studios. You can check it out for rent or purpose on Amazon, YouTube, Apple TV, and Vudu, making her feature film debut. Kimi, welcome to the show. And I know that you're a theater actress. You're sort of a Shakespeare classically trained actress. So what's it like going on to the big screen?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's definitely a bit of a learning curve for sure. You know, in theater, there's a lot of what we call playing to the back row, you know, making sure that everybody in the theater can see your actions and your emotions, whereas for film, it was a whole lot of, like, much more subtle nuance. There was, for sure, that those first couple of days, I was just getting adjusted to that, for sure, yeah.
Because of, Kim, this is Jan Wall, because of close-ups and, you know, the camera can really read your innermost thoughts, so you've got to really tone it down. Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of, like, you just have to, like, think what, like, literally just think it, and it comes across in the eyes. It's really interesting. Yeah.
And then to do a feature film, oh, man.
Yeah, it was for sure very exciting. You know, I've never been on a film set before. I didn't know anything of how it worked. I was very nervous, but everyone was so lovely and very encouraging and supportive. So it was great, yeah.
So I know that, you know, you guys tried to do some Shakespeare stuff during the pandemic online. What's it like doing sonnets online? Because that's not how the Bard designed them to be performed.
Well, I think one of the great things about Shakespeare is that it's really flexible because a lot of the themes, even if the words are a little archaic, a lot of the themes are still very relevant to today. One of the first sonnets that I did for Delaware Shakespeare for their online sonnet series was about, you know, just talking about how the poet's, like, romantic partner is so incredible, but the world is so awful, and it's like, how can two things exist at the same time? And I think, you know, that's something that we can all kind of relate to at the moment, is that, maybe, you know, we have something to be thankful for, but at the same time, everything is really, you know, it's a really difficult time for everybody globally. So, yeah.
So Jodie Foster was an actress, then a director. Ida Lupino was an actress, then a director. Is this your trajectory, your career trajectory?
I would, you know, I'd have to get a lot more used to being on a film set first, I think, before moving to directing. Also, directing has a, there's a certain level of organizational skill need that I'm not sure that I have. I'm a little scattered
right.
at times.
Right,
so,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I've been a director.
I would love to try it, but maybe not on some, like, really important thing. I'd like to work my way up there, maybe, yeah.
People don't realize when you're a director, you have to have every single question answered. I mean, everybody asks you the question, and you better have the answer.
Yeah, it's all the way from the picture down to, like, the minute details. It's everything. I directed a show in high school for my senior project, and that was enough for me for a while.
Tell us about this film.
Antarctica is this really lovely kind of coming of age, magical realism, story about these two best friends in their senior year of high school and kind of just the trials and tribulations of becoming adults and facing the world in a world that is difficult for women and particularly young women.
The two words that jump off the page to me as far as high school girls, it's a bit surprising that one has to go to sex rehab. What's that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can give away, but, like, yeah, she gets into a spot of trouble with a fling that she has who says that he used a condom, but unfortunately lied. And so the people around her just completely overreact and send her away for sex rehab, even though, like, she's clearly not a sex addict. It's a little bit of satire, but it's also, you know, it's just kind of accentuating, like, real-life situations that happen for young women is that, you know, you're not allowed to have sexual agency, whereas young men typically don't have that struggle or that difficulty.
Mm. Yet, you know, there is an organization, SLAA, right? Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, and there's just as many men that go to that as women. But that's sex addiction, you know. That's addiction to porn.
Yeah,
addiction
I do want
to
make
many
clear,
things.
Like in addiction is a real problem. But in the case of Chloe Levine's character Kat, it certainly is just a brief fling that she had that gets blown way out of proportion by the people around her, like not allowing her to be. You know, just be a person who has her own sexual agency. It's not in no way an addict. Not saying that that's bad, but I mean, like, addiction is hard, but it is, you know, that is a problem that Kat is not struggling with.
Right.
I know that this premiered at the, and I love the name of this in London, the Rain Dance Film Festival. what type of reception has it received so far?
It's been pretty good. We've had some really lovely reviews, some very complimentary reviews. I've had a couple of people approach me on social media who I don't know who've been very complimentary. That was an aspect that I was very worried about, very frightened of, because I just didn't know how people were going to respond to me personally. I am an Asian woman, and I'm a fat person. So typically, those two branches of people don't do great on social media. but people have been very lovely and very appreciative of the story that we're telling.
Did you say fat? Did you use the word fat?
Yeah, I'm fat.
Wow, I'm fat too.
You know what?
You know,
I also,
you could be fat and you could be really, really smart and full of creative energy, you know? It's a weird thing in society, but Asian and fat is a really interesting one because the Asians, I mean, man, when you look at sizes, it's always like a size 2 or 0.
Yeah, I mean, that's the stereotype that's perpetuated, and that's something we have to struggle with, is that, you know, there are a lot of young women who are heavy-set Asian women, and other races as well, and that's one thing that I was really appreciative of with the story that Keith Bearden, who's the writer and director of Antarctica, was that he wrote the character, my character Janet, as a fat Asian girl, and that's not in any way relevant to her story. She's just allowed to be a human being. She's allowed to have flaws. She's allowed to be seen romantically. And that's just something that I really appreciated, some representation on screen that doesn't revolve around either of those two characteristics.
Well, also, Kimmy, I think, you know, back in 1950, they would have had Charlton Heston play the fat Asian girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, shove Mickey Rooney in there with some bad teeth and some yellow face. Yeah, some really
that is Kimmy Mirowa. Check her out in Antarctica from Breaker Studios. It's out now. Congratulations on the film, and thanks for coming
Congratulations.
Thank you
really
so much.
Keep going, girl.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. I hope
all right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back. Right to the Jan Wall on the other side.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey,
Want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and on American Forces Radio, along with Jan Wall. And our next guest this morning is Bryce Fortner.
Affecting me.
I miss you a lot. It's been long enough. Can we talk? I don't want to give up on love we had. I know it's still inside. Yeah. How you been? I miss hearing your voice. Do you miss me still? And did you have a choice? Been on pause the whole time. Resume, don't press rewind. Yeah. I hid my heart away, hoping you would find it one day. Prefer to keep the hold rather than just let it go. I hid my love away, hoping you would find it some way. It may be hard to tell because I hide my pain so well. Do you want to move on, or do we just stop here? Hold on, I can take it from here. I let you get away, I never should have left it that way. If you give me this chance, I promise there'll be better days. Don't go, that smile you're trying to hide, you know it always lets me know. My heart has a home, yeah. I fell real hard in love, there's never been another one. So, I ain't stopping till we sing the sign. I hid my heart away, hoping you would find it one day. Prefer to keep the hold rather than just let it go. I hid my love away, hoping you would find it some way.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain
into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla! What? Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Apologize for some gremlins in the last segment, but I think we got the technical issues solved. And we're very happy to welcome to the show actor and Hollywood writer Sean Patrick Flannery. He has a brand new film called Born a Champion. It's an inspirational mixed martial arts action film, and it's going to be coming to select theaters, digital and on demand from Lionsgate on January 22nd. Sean, welcome to the show. I noticed that we're both born 1965, and when you went to Hollywood as a young guy, you immediately got in an Anne Margaret movie, and it was like you just hit the ground running. What was it that you just got? Was it luck? Did you know the right people, or was it just raw talent? How did you make it so quickly?
It was 1,000,000,000% luck. I'll tell you, oddly enough, the first film that I got, the one that you're talking about, with Anne Margaret, I was going to University of St. Thomas, downtown Houston, Texas, and they had auditions. They were filming this in Houston, and I saw the audition taped up at the drama department at University of St. Thomas, and I went down to the Allen Park Inn for an audition, and they said you needed a headshot. So I took a piece of legal paper, and I drew the best sketch of me possible. I went in there, and I read, and I got the part. No shit. That's how it happened. My first headshot was a hand-drawn picture of me, and I'm not an artist, too, so I have no idea how that happened. But I'll tell you this, one of my best experiences, Anne Margaret, we just sat on the set. She was the coolest human in the world to me and told me Elvis stories about Viva Las Vegas, and it was truly amazing. I got to say, Anne Margaret is what made me think, wow, this is actually achievable, and people in this industry are really cool and welcoming. I mean, I have a laundry list of stories that warmed my heart, and some of which I would never repeat. But Anne Margaret, she welcomed me with open arms.
Wow! And you weren't even, this is Jan Wall, you weren't even known by then, and that's that really says something about her. I've interviewed her a few times, and she's really shy. I mean, I found her for a girl who rides motorcycles and, you know, had an affair with Elvis. Boy, she's a shy girl. That was my impression.
You know what's funny? She really was. And, C. Thomas Howell was in the film. Kelly Preston was in the film. Billy Zabka, who is on Karate Kid right now. And everybody was super cool. But, you know, the person sitting next to Anne Margaret just spending all the time is some dude that played Buddy Number 2. And that was my role. And I just, you know, I grew up, man, I'll tell you, you know, we're here to talk about a martial arts film. What got me into martial arts, you know, everybody has a story about Bruce Lee. You know, oh my God, I saw Enter the Dragon. I knew I wanted to get into martial arts. Not me. I saw Elvis doing Suspicious Minds on the Vegas stage. Uh-huh. And he was, you know, we're caught in a trap and throwing kicks and what looked like a karate kata. And I asked my dad, who was a Golden Gloves boxer, he said, yeah, you know, Elvis trains Kempo Karate with the old man, Ed Parker. And I said, oh my God, Dad, I want to do that. And so Elvis really got me into martial arts. So then when I saw Anne Margaret, it took all I had to muster it to go say, you know, excuse me, ma'am, my name is Sean, and I'm in the movie. And, you know, because none of us, Buddy Number 2 didn't have a chair. You know what I mean? And so I went up and I talked to her, and she could not have been cooler. And I'll never forget. She reached up. She goes, "Here, sit down." And she walked over and she pulled C. Thomas Howell's chair over. And I was like, "Ah!" I was like, "She's like, "No, sweetie, go ahead." And she patted the chair, and I sat down. And the whole time I'm talking to her, I'm looking for Tommy Howell to come up and maybe, you know, kick me out of his chair, which he never did. But man, Ann Margaret, she's the one that welcomed me into that industry, baby.
Wow, great story. Who did you? Did you have people that made you want to go in the industry in terms of what you saw on screen?
No.
You know,
pretty much to the contrary. I had people that made me want to not go into the industry. Coming from Texas, you truly believe that without a family member in the industry, I mean, it truly seems like a lottery win. And the truth is that it's not. I mean, there are so many actors in L.A. trying to get roles, and that's a horrifying a metric, is the amount of roles available and the amount of people competing for it. The wonderful metric is that 99% of them just absolutely suck. So you don't realize that until you get out there. When you see movies, everybody's really, really good in films. But until you go out there and you start casting and you realize, man, there's people that just try to get into the industry on a whim. And, it's the only industry where you can go from, you know, deciding to do it to actually trying at the highest level overnight. In any other industry, you're not doing open heart surgery until you go to college, you go to medical school, you do an internship, et cetera. You know, you're proven, you're tested, you already have a seal. In the acting industry, you know, somebody can wait tables and their buddy comes in to work the next day and goes, "Oh man, I just got a commercial." Like, "What, a commercial? How did you do that?" "I read." "Oh hell, I'm going to try that." The next thing you know, they have an agent and they're kind of winging it. So, until I got out to LA, and what brought me out to LA is I wanted to be a writer. I was acting at University of St. Thomas. You know, that's how I saw the audition poster for the first film that I got. But truth be told, I wanted to write, and although I was doing theater and acting, and without sounding arrogant, I thought I was good. I thought I was good at acting. I didn't think I was absolutely amazing, but I thought, man, I could do this. But I the numbers just didn't warrant me sticking all the eggs in that basket. But I also knew I could write. So I wrote a piece of children's theater, and I went out there to L.A. to be a writer. And I knew that if I wrote a viable piece of material, I could wait tables, save my money, and produce a play. And in the midst of that, you know, an agent said, "Hey, let me submit you on some commercials." I said, "Yeah, man, if it supplements my income while I'm waiting tables and trying to produce this play." Next thing I know, I got a string of those, and she goes, "You know what, let me submit you on some theatrical," which means TV and film. I said, "Yeah, if it supplements my income." The next thing I know, writing took a back seat, and I was off to the races acting, but I didn't go out there thinking that that was viable. It wasn't until I actually got out there that I thought, man, that this is doable from a small town Texas dude. Absolutely.
Let's talk about Born a Champion, which you co-wrote with the director, Alex Rana Ravello. And that's one thing, you wrote it and you're acting in it with Dennis Quaid. It's a great cast. Tell us a little bit more about the plot, Sean.
Well, I actually wrote that in 2007, so a long time ago. And, I've been a martial artist since I was 9 years old, so that's kind of been my world and my life. UFC 1 came about in 1993. That was really the United States introduction to what we know of as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And it was a dawning. It was awakening. It was an epiphany for the martial arts world. And this script combines pretty much every one of my passions, from family to the love of martial arts, to the legacy, to the tribe mentality, to the loyalty, to the discipline. And I wrote this story in my bed in 2007. I was also at the same time after that, I was also writing the manuscript to my first book that came out in 2016 that I had published by Hachette called Jane 2. And I was in the midst of writing that, and my producing partner, Paul Alessi, who I think is one of the most talented producers out there on the planet right now, and I said, "Hey, you know," I sent it to him, and he read it, and he said, "Man, we need to turn this into a script." And I said, "That was the point of me sending it to you, to have it read it." And I said, I'm doing this manuscript right now. Let's transfer this into a final draft script format. And he goes, hey, man, I just worked with this director. Let me contact him. So because I was pretty busy, then he and I wrote the script together. And, man, that was that long ago. I think we actually put it down in a script format in 2010. So you're thinking 9 years it took to get it made. But, you know, it's a long, arduous process. But, you know, a lot of people think, you know, oh, Flannery, you wrote this. You probably did it, what, 4 months ago, and now the film's out. It's like, no, you know, I wrote that thing 13 years ago as a full-blown story. And then we didn't even transfer it into a script format until 2010. But it comes from my heart. It's, you know, you go through a career like this and you have, you know, a handful of things that you really want to stick on your mantle. Out of the myriad of projects that I've done, you know, I think, you know, when I go and I look at my IMDb page, there's 150 films, TV shows or whatever, or just some, and people know you from, you know, the iceberg, you know, that little bit that's sticking above the water. But you know, you do so many projects. And this is one of those that I'd like to stick on a mantle. This is one that I'm absolutely the most proud of.
Great.
And I'd like to leave as a legacy. Like one day, you know, I think my goal is to have my kids go, hey, my dad did that. Well, my book and this film are two of those that I'm incredibly proud of. And I hope they watch it when they're adults someday and they're proud of their dad, you know?
Well,
that's great.
We just have about a minute left, and I think when you talk to people from Boston, especially the Irish guys there, they're very protective of their own. And the Boondock Saints, you think about the McManus brothers, does it blow their minds when they find out that you're not from Southie, but you're from Dixie?
Well, first of all, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So you can just stick that shit in your pocket. I don't know what Dixie's about. All I know is rope. You always need it. Let me tell you something. I'm proud of that as well, man. And it always blows my mind when people are shocked. It's flattering and it's heartwarming. And nah, man, that holds a special place in my heart and Redis's heart, who's, you know, still one of my best friends to this day. It's a huge part of what welcomed us into this industry. And I hopefully that we're gonna make those fans and Bostonians very proud in the near future.
Well, everybody, make sure to check it out. It's called Born a Champion. Sean Patrick Flannery co-wrote it. He stars in it. Great cast with Dennis Quaid. It's available from Lionsgate on January 22nd. Sean, thanks for coming on the show, and congratulations.
Thanks, Sean.
On the film.
Thank you both for having me.
All right, no doubt about it. And, Jan, when we come back, you got some recommendations for us?
Sure, always.
Let's do it. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Welcome back. Jan, I just found out that Bryce Fortner, the interview didn't air when I got cut off. And
that's right.
No one was calling me on the phone, so I just figured that you were interviewing him. And now I find out that it was just elevator music for 12
that's
minutes.
That's right. That's right.
So that's
well,
fantastic.
Well, that's the joy of live radio. You know,
well, normally I would get called on the phone, and I would just do it on the phone anyway. We'll try
anyway,
to get him in the next hour. What should we be watching, Jan?
Well, it's the holidays, baby, so I've got a new, relatively recent holiday movie, two of my favorites, and then a classic. I would definitely go into YouTube, go into wherever you can get it, you know, just Google it. And my favorite at this time of year is called Scrooged with Bill Murray. And the reason I love it so much is I spent my whole life in television, a lot of my life, and television executives are not known for having any heart. And so Scrooge is a TV executive who just wants to get ratings on his TV show about Christmas. And so that's played by Bill Murray, and he is visited by these really great ghosts, and it's just wonderful. So that's called Scrooged. And then the other one I love is called The Man Who Came to Dinner. Now, this is a classic from the 40s, but it's so funny and bitchy and smart. It won the Pulitzer, in fact. It's just fabulous. It's just a great one. The Man Who Came to Dinner, and it has that fabulous line that I know you use, Rick, to pick up women, which is, come to my room and bring a loaf of rye bread.
Yeah, that always worked in college. just about 20 seconds left. I see that Chadwick Boseman's last ever film, of course, he passed away. Ma Rainey's
right.
Black Bottom. Is that, have
it,
you seen that movie?
It is fantastic. I saw it. It's fantastic. Everybody has to see it. If he was alive, he would have been given the Emmy. Maybe he'll get it posthumously. It is just fabulous. Or maybe the Oscar, the way the Oscars are changing. Ma
right.
Rainey's Black Bottom.
All right. Hey, Jan, thanks for everything. Sorry about the technical difficulties, and we'll see you next week, kiddo.
Okay, that's showbiz. See you next week.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got Pierre Garçon, Pauly Shore, Bryce Fortner, Bill Bellamy, a lot more guests. Come on back on Sports Byline.